a closed note. I will adopt the main motion which says Northside Baptist Church. Are we ready to vote on that? Do you have a motion? Mitchell asked the question. This man was trying to make a motion a few minutes ago, and I told him to wait. I'm going to let him make his motion. No matter. I move that this recommendation be recommitted to the committee commission for the administration committee and order that another location and facility be selected. If I have a second, I'd like to say one sentence. Do you have a second? I plead with this assembly that we not meet a second time in the Baptist Church.
I'd just like to find out, Mr. Moderator, if the date was changed for some reason from September or in the fall, and if whether this can be changed back. I thought we changed this date. You could correct me. I wasn't at the last assembly. Why we changed it to June? Is that supposed to be a better date than the fall that we were meeting in before?
Someone answer that question.
I don't know why we've done it, except that just was we did it to this time in order to meet with these other synods and assemblies. And then it was suggested we go ahead and try the pattern for a couple of years. And that's about all the Committee on Administration, as I remember, came in with that suggestion, and we have approved that for next year.
But is it possible to change the date? Is it possible to go to a later date?
We are on the amendment. We're on a motion, yes, on an amendment. We are on an amendment to locate a different, go to a different location. That's all you can talk to. All right, number seven.
John Clemens, Central Georgia. I'd like to speak in favor of the motion to refer. You have heard conflicting words on the floor of the assembly about whether one would cost too much or one would be too crowded. As a member of the Assembly Arrangements Committee, I visited Charlotte. We looked at both the facilities. The Arrangements Committee decided that either would be satisfactory. Northside Baptist is plush. It's beautiful. It's nice. But either would be satisfactory. And we came back to the Permanent Synod Administration without a clear recommendation to leave it up to them. The prices that I heard the Chairman of the Committee of Commissioners quote just a minute ago are different prices than were given to me in Charlotte by the local committee. $8 to $10 more per room than we were told about the Sheraton in the handout we got in Charlotte. I'm urging you that there's a lot of conflicting information right now. We shouldn't settle something like this on the floor. Refer it back to the Communications Administration. Those who are keenly interested, go to that meeting, discuss the issues, and let them come back again with another motion.
You on the minute? Microphone 9. H.R. Patterson, Calvary Secretary, Chairman of the Administration Committee. The Assembly Arrangement Committee in Charlotte, acting on the acting of the Assembly last year, seriously considered commercial sites. They thoroughly investigated in Charlotte five different commercial sites. In addition to the Northside Baptist Church. The Committee on Administration sent a subcommittee that to Charlotte to also view those sites. The Charlotte Arrangement Committee was unanimous in their recommendation of Northside Baptist Church. The Permanent Committee felt that all possible sites had been considered by that committee, and so they got to you this recommendation. Thank you.
The amendment is to recommit, and that's what we are talking about. Tom, you want to talk about that? Microphone 11. Microphone 11, if you want to talk about that. If not, it's Tom Leppard, Evangelist Presbyterian, and I want to call for the question on the motion to refer back to the committee. Tom's calling for the question. Second. We are going to vote on whether or not to put the question. If you are ready to put the question, say aye.
Aye.
You want to talk some more? Say no. You have a question? Number 12.
Mr. Moderator, would it be possible for the maker of that motion to amend it at this point?
No.
To include the date? Do you reconsider it also?
No.
Thank you.
The motion is that the matter be recommitted to the commission, to the Committee on Commissioners. If you favor that, will you say aye?
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
The noes have it. We're back to Charlotte and the Northside Baptist Church. Microphone 12.
Mr. Moderator, Dewey Murphy from the Carolina Presbyterian. I don't believe that the Assembly has any concept of the work that has gone into making arrangements for this Assembly. Some allusion has been made to the many different sites that we have explored. And as a part of that committee, I feel that if the Northside Baptist Church is turned down, I don't know where this Assembly could possibly meet in Charlotte. We've explored all of the possibilities that we know of, and I think we've given a very objective report on it. And I feel that the Assembly would be wise and prudent to go ahead and approve this motion and get on with the other business at hand.
Microphone number 5. Does anybody know what is a drink of water?
I call for the question, Mr. Moderator.
I heard you. Call has been made for the question. Those of you who want to vote on the motion, if you want to vote on it, say aye. If you want to talk some more, say no. We're going to vote on the Northside Baptist Church in Charlotte. If you favor this recommendation, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Let's go on to 13.
Concerning recommendation 13, we move its approval. Without objection, it is so ordered. We move the acceptance of recommendation number 14. Page 137. Without objection, it is so ordered.
Mr. Moderator.
All right, number 12.
Mr. Moderator, Byron Snap, Calvary Presbytery, I would like to move an amendment.
To 12? I mean 14?
Yes, sir.
Let's hear it.
I would like to delete the last three words, any church court, and replace it by the words, the General Assembly, so that the entire recommendation as amended would read as follows. That the General Assembly instructs its committees that designated monies are to be dispersed according to the wishes of the donor, provided that the gifts are for PCA work or work approved by the General Assembly. If I could get a second, I would like to speak briefly.
Do you have a second? You do have a second.
I move this amendment for three brief reasons. Number one, as I understand it, it is in the policy in past years for the local church to take care of designated money outside of the PCA work, all work that has not been approved by the General Assembly. Number two, if this recommendation is passed without amendment, this would bind our permanent committee to perhaps disperse money that has come to them from local presbyteries or local stations without the approval in ways that the committee itself would not approve of so doing. And the committee does act on behalf of the General Assembly. And then my third reason would be that if this is approved, this would not keep any money from going to these other works, as the lower court could send them on to the designated work.
Microphone 7.
Question. In the light of the fact that the Book Church Order says that the session is in charge of the local of the benevolent gifts of the church, and the session is according to the church, is any any motion constitutional that would deny the session control of the local district attorney.
Mr. Commissioner, I'm going to take the liberty of saying I believe this applies to money that the General Assembly Committee authorized to the city. If I've given a mistaken response to the Commissioner, will someone correct it? Microphone 13.
Mr. Moderator, Don Patterson from Mississippi Valley Presbyterian. Fathers and brethren, I hope that you'll defeat the amendment.
This seems to me to be a wise way to handle the matter that was being discussed earlier in our General Assembly. If there are those church courts that want to support these other matters, seems to me like we ought to be able to give them that privilege.
You want to say something? Microphone 12.
Mr. Moderator, I'd like to speak in favor of the amendment. This does not prevent any funds being given by the local church stations going anywhere. It simply says these funds that are sent through the General Assembly would have to be those that are approved by the General Assembly's policy. That the funds that come through the General Assembly go to General Assembly approved projects. It does not restrict the local church court. You can send your money from your session anywhere you want to.
Microphone 9,
Jim Long, Slidell. If I could offer a problem that might be dealt with, that might help me to know what's going on. Someone dies and leaves to the PCA $500,000. They would like to have it designated in their will to Thomas Road Baptist Church, Lynchburg, Virginia. Is that the problem? Nothing wrong in Brothers in Christ to Thomas Road Baptist Church, but it's not our ministry to support. And so I hope that makes it a little bit clear. If that's right, if that's the problem in vision, then I know how I'm going to vote.
Does a member of the committee want to answer that question? Do you want to answer that question? Does a member of the committee want to answer that question? Microphone 5.
Jim Baird, Central Georgia Presbytery. I think we're right back at the issue of the Acapulco Crusade. You've once again, if any session or anybody sends money to Missions of the World or the Christian Education Committee, and that committee feels like it cannot in good conscience send that money to where it has been requested, then we return it to the donor. Simple as that. And when we are dealing with something like the Acapulco Crusade that some have a conscience about, but the majority of the committee doesn't have a conscience bound that way, they feel like it's going to be good for the whole program of our church, then that money is able to be sent on to that crusade. If I've misinterpreted, I would stand corrected, but I believe that's the issue once again.
Microphone 7.
Mr. Chairman, without argument, it is a provably good amendment.
We're going to vote on the amendment. Do you want to have it read again? I hear someone wants it read. Microphone 3.
To delete the last three words of Recommendation 14 and replace them with the words "the General Assembly."
Those of you who support the amendment will please say aye.
Aye.
Oppose the amendment, say no.
No.
The noes have it. We are back to the... Sir? All those in support of the amendment, raise your hand. Down. Those opposed to the amendment, raise your hand. The amendment is lost. We're back to the original. Microphone 11.
Frank Barker, Evangel, I call the question.
Those of you who support recommendation 14, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
15. We recommend answering the Assembly Committee of Commissioners of Review and Control in the negative due to the information on page 7 and 8 of the handbook. I so move.
Are you rising to this point? My full name. I'm rising to the original recommendation that was made by the Committee on Commissioners for the Review and Control of Presbytery. Are we on?
That's what we're talking about, sir.
Yes. May I speak for the Committee on Commissioners as to why that recommendation was made originally?
Yes, sir.
The purpose of it is simply this. The records of the presbyteries, we have examined the records of all of the presbyteries. They come to us in a variety of different forms, some of them in good form, some of them in not such good form. We've been thinking in terms of the permanent value of these records. They're intensely precious for historical purposes in the years to come. And we're thinking also of the records of the sessions of our churches. People that are looking years ahead, maybe 100 years from now, in terms of genealogical studies and baptismal records and these various precious records of the church. We feel that there needs to be a committee that will sit down and study how we may most effectively preserve these precious records of the church and standardize our procedures so that they will be effectively able to be used in years to come.
Mike 48. Mr. Moderator, I believe the General Assembly took an action this morning in extending the time of the General Assembly until 10:30.
Yes,
some
sir.
Of the commissioners are leaving the floor without the permission of the General Assembly. Would it not be in order, sir, to remind them that we're in session for another hour and a half and request them to stay here if at all possible? I don't know if they're going to committee meetings or not, but some of us have need to get this work done, and we can't do it unless they help us. Would you ask them to stay, sir?
Oh, you've asked them. Thank you, sir. Microphone 14.
I call for the question.
All right. The question has been called for on recommendation 15. Answering in the negative due to provisions on page 7 of the handbook. If you wish to call for the question, you say aye. If you wish to prolong the debate, say no. We will vote on recommendation 15. If you favor recommendation 15, say aye. Opposed, no. It is so ordered. 16. The Barnes Amendment is moved, sir. Motion has been made that they approve recommendation 16, microphone 12.
Mr. Moderator, Jim Hatch of Angel Presbytery. I move that the recommendation be amended by the addition of the following. The information is on page 138 at the end of the recommendation. Further, that a special offering for the Committee on Christian Education and Publications be asked from the churches of the CCA on the Lord's Day, August 6, 1978, and that further, that committee be instructed to reorder its own financial priorities so that the permanent committee will be enabled to meet.
That's a proper amendment, and it is as been seconded. You want to speak to it?
Yes, sir. Mr. Moderator and Brethren, it seems to me that this is a good opportunity for us to respond to the need of the Christian Education Committee in the spirit of the resolution before us. The amendment asks us to do something specific soon that will help the cash flow situation. In the second place, if you recall the list of priorities that were flashed before us on the overhead projector, our permanent committee is not going to be able to meet unless everything is paid that has been committed toward the Great Commission publication. Unless those priorities are rearranged. And Governor, it seems to me that this is so serious that we need to take some steps, not only to give them an offering, but to instruct them to at least meet. And I do this not only to help the committee, but to remind us of the situation we find ourselves in.
I see no one in the microphone. I'm going to put the question on the amendment, which is to receive a special offering for Christian education August the 6th and to instruct in effect the committee to meet. If you favor the amendment, will you say aye?
Aye.
Opposed, no. The amendment is adopted and now is added to the main motion number 16. Do you wish to discuss this one further? August 6th, special offering for Christian education. Are you ready to vote on the main motion? Would you not turn the man up just a little bit? If you are ready to vote on the main motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. You're ready for number 17. Another resolution concerning the location of future assembly sites is moved, sir. In the middle of page 139 is the recommendation. Using college facilities wherever possible, and so on. Microphone 13, are you going to speak to this? I see no one speaking the microphone. Without objection, it is adopted. Recommendation number 18. That each denomination, it takes you a little vague on this. If you go back to page 4.1 in the handbook, it will explain the interdenominational group which is being set up. And we still move, Mr. Moderator. Microphone 13.
And Mr. Moderator, I want to make a substitute motion, please.
Substitute.
That we delay action on recommendation number 18 and the report of the Committee on Commissioners and Administration until after we've heard and acted upon the report of the Permanent Subcommittee on Interstate Relations.
Defer action until we've heard the report on Permanent Subcommittee on Interstate Relations.
Mr. Moderator.
This has to do with chaplains. I believe you have a second. You have a second.
And Mr. Moderator, it just seems like their recommendation here is tedious. We've not acted on the recommendation yet of the committee.
It seems to be common agreement that this is correct. All in favor of the substitute will say aye. Opposed, no. The substitute now becomes the main motion. If you approve the substitute as the main motion which is sent to defer, say aye. Opposed, no. Let's have number 19. We move the adoption of the budget for 1978 and 79 for the conference grant. I see no one speaking to the microphone without objection. It is adopted. You turn to page 21. Overseer 3, you need 141. Well, 141 on the report, page 21 in the handbook.
All right.
In light of our previous action concerning all the motions and the overseer summaries, various presbyteries on assemblies operations, we move you, sir, that we answer all of these in the negative. Can we, do we have to take them individually or can we take them as a group?
Each one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, over to one, we move you on to the negative.
Microphone 16.
Mr. Moderator, Fred Marsh, $22 Presbytery. I have a question about this. The statement is that these were handled earlier. Now, our overture has to do with the introduction of personal resolutions during the first 2 days of business, and it is a request that the Assembly amend its rules so that personal resolutions could not be introduced. I don't believe, sir, that we have dealt with that, but I would like clarification.
I can share with them what the thinking of the committee was on that.
that in spite of some of the difficulties that are involved in receiving resolutions up to the second day, that we felt like that this was a fair ruling and that we ought to continue it.
I understand that the difference is between that of the second day and the third day.
No, sir. The overture is that personal resolutions not be received at all. Now, I appreciate Mr. Bullis's reasoning, but it could be then separated from the other items because we have not yet acted on that specific overture.
It is separated, and we are talking about number one, which is overture three, all by itself, and the recommendation is to be answered in negative.
Let me, Mr. Moderator,
you want to speak against the committee's recommendation?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Fathers and brothers, our concern in this was twofold. One, a principal one, that we recognize the value of the courts that we have and of appeal through the courts and of the process, the value of the leading of the Holy Spirit as we as individuals work through our courts, first the session, then the presbytery, and then the General Assembly. The other one was a practical one, the difficulty of taking up the assembly's time with matters that may be of concern to only one individual. And our recommendation is that we not allow the introduction of these personal resolutions so that we can save time and uphold the principle of working through the court. Thank you.
We'll call for a vote. If you favor the committee's recommendation on number one over tier three, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Moderators in doubt. If you favor the committee's recommendation, which would answer the overture in the negative, would you hold up your hand? Down. If you would vote against the committee's recommendation, hold up your hand. Committee sustained. Over to 13. I'll read it, sir. May it come to be stated in the rules of the General Assembly that no bill or overture be accepted for consideration upon the floor of the General Assembly subsequent to the final published date set by the City Clerk of the General Assembly for the publication of the Commissioner's Handbook for the General Assembly, lest said matter receive 3/4 vote of the Assembled Commissioners. We move it being answered in the negative. Microphone 9.
Mr. Moderator, Joey Piper from Mississippi Valley Presbytery. I think that this over, I speak against the committee's recommendation and for the overture. I think it has some merit that the previous one did not have, and it also speaks to the same problem. Gentlemen, we are a court of appeal. We are to receive things from the lower court. We are to be the arm that implements the mission of the church. And we're not ordinarily to be a court that receives directly new information except from the lower court. And yet, as we've seen in this assembly, there are sometimes emergencies that have to come in. And I think the provision in this overture that the assembly by a 3/4 vote may receive new business would allow for the extraordinary circumstance of some difficult situation that has arisen after the deadline so that we can still receive this and act on it and keep a church from splitting or help someone out, but that ordinarily we would act as a court that receives information from the lower court. And so I urge you to vote down the committee's recommendation and to vote for the overture.
Will someone please turn the lights back on in the balcony?
Mr. Moderator, may I speak to it, not so much arguing the case, but indicating the thing that happened. It was last year that a church in southern Florida wanted a certain matter dealt of length dealt with. It did not reach me in time. I had it printed in the book, and we allowed it to come in as a personal resolution, and this is the thing that is being objected to here. Now, frankly, it was my fault in even going ahead and allowing it to be printed. I think I've learned a lesson. I think I myself am going to be much stricter in trying to enforce the deadline all the way down the line. And still, you might get something of this sort that the assembly, we might sometimes still have it happen. But I think it's partly a matter of our not enforcing those deadlines as rigidly as we should.
Mike Paul Fitz.
Chairman Tony Bryan, Evangel Presbytery. If an amendment is in order, I would like to offer one.
Let's see what it says.
I move that we change the phrase three-quarters vote to be changed to two-thirds vote.
No, sir, that's not an amendment. Not to the motion. The motion is that the overture be answered in the negative.
No, I'm not going to take it. No, he just goes over to itself as an amendment for a recommendation.
We'd have to vote it down. If after we vote it down, we could do something with it, but you can't change the substance of the overture as an amendment to this recommendation. Microphone 14. Call the panel, Mid-Atlantic Presbytery, call for the question, sir. I'm going to have to put it. If you favor calling the question on this, would you say aye?
Aye.
You want to talk some more, say no. All right. The recommendation is that the overture from Louisiana Presbytery be answered in the negative. If you favor that recommendation, say aye. If you oppose, say no.
No.
If you favor that recommendation, will you stand? Be seated. If you oppose that recommendation, will you stand? Recommendation is defeated. Yeah. Number 9.
I move now the original overture.
Microphone 15.
Moderator, Reverend W.J. Stanley, Great Presbytery. Let me call your attention to the fact that the overture, as it reads, doesn't say what it probably was intended to say. You'll notice that the word left appears in the next to the last line of the overture.
Will you point to the page, sir?
Page 21. May it come to be stated in the rules of the General Assembly that no bill or overture be accepted for consideration upon the floor of the General Assembly subsequent to the final public date set by the stated clerk of the General Assembly for the publication of the Commissioner's Handbook for the General Assembly, lest said matter receive 3/4 of the vote. Was the framer of the overture afraid it might receive 3/4 of the vote? It's a ridiculous overture as it stands.
Microphone 6.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, at this time, I'd like to offer my amendment to the motion overture. Can we protect the overture, of course?
To receive. You lose the content of it.
And I understand what Mr. Piper did. He moved the content of that overture as the main motion. It's now a motion of the one of the commissioners, not an overture.
It's still the amendment.
Yes.
All right. Let's hear it.
I would like to move that the 3/4 vote be struck and that it be changed to 2/3 vote.
Is there a second? There is a second. Let's hear what you have to say.
Okay. Might I add something else? You change the last to unlast, as Mr. Stanley has pointed out.
Let's hear your amendment. That's the amendment. Read it. Okay. I move that the 3/4 vote be changed to 2/3 vote, and that the word last be changed to unlast.
All right.
You have your second. You have anything to say about it?
Mr. Chairman, it's often very hard on the floor of this assembly to get 3/4 of the men down here at any one time.
let alone get three-quarters of them to vote on any one issue. And as stated by most of the provisions in Robert's Rules of Order, two-thirds vote is usually used. We're going to vote on the... Yes, sir? Would you still the microphone fast so I can hear you, please, sir? Mr. Moderator, this involves a change in the standing rules and will take a two-thirds affirmative vote. Two-thirds of the registered voters, and that's 375. Billy Piper, I move that we table this until the morning. Table to a definite term is in order, but not debatable. Time can be debated, but not tabling. All in favor of tabling until 9:30, did you say? Until the morning session. That's what you said? All in favor of tabling to the morning session, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
That's law. We are... Yes, you do, too. Come on back up here and write that thing down. We're going to vote on that motion, which is two-thirds instead of three-fourths. And it's going to take two-thirds of the enrolled commissioners to get two-thirds instead of three-fourths. Now, if that's going to take two-thirds, huh? All right, it's going to take, it's going to, right, on the amendment itself, it's just going to take a majority. What do you have? He changed unless, okay. Yes, sir. Two-thirds instead of three-fourths, and then unless, and this takes a majority. If you, do you want to ask a question or something? Yes, Mr. Moderator, I just wanted to ask if it would be in order this time to have the city clerk to explain basically what the rules are now for presenting a resolution. What are the rules now so the court may know?
Mr. Moderator, I think that a late matter material would have to be by suspension of the rules, and it would take two-thirds to suspend the rules. It would take this two-thirds of the whole body to suspend the rules and receive it anyway.
Even if it's a resolution?
No, these are things that are received late and that I might have might print in the handbook for your information. I did that with one overture this time. I had one overture that came in late was passed out. And we accepted it as business, but we did it by suspension of the rules to accept it and referred it. You take two-thirds of the registered vote.
Now, the moderator's in doubt. Are we talking about late business, or are we talking about commissioner's resolutions as well?
This is talking about bills or overtures. These are talking about bills or overtures. Those are things that come to us prior to the offense, not in the offense.
You're not talking about commissioner's resolutions in the offense. All right, we're ready to vote on the amendment. It's the two-thirds instead of three-fourths. And unless. If you favor the amendment, say aye. Opposed, no. The amendment is carried, and we now have as a main motion the overture saying two-thirds instead of three-fourths, and also saying unless. Let me ask the city clerk, does this in any way, isn't this what the rules presently specify?
I think the rules already specify it, but I think if the assembly does vote it, what I would assume I have authorization to do would be to incorporate this, that specific of the rules at that point.
All right. It's what the rules already say, but the language the city clerk says he could then incorporate. If you're not.
And if it's not going to change the rules, we don't need to say so.
Well, you really wouldn't, because
Mr. Fender's getting tired. If you favor this motion as amended, will you say aye? Opposed, no. It is so ordered. Let's go to the next. Page 25 in the handbook, Overseer 25, the Calvary request for 24. I mean, Overseer 24. It has not been read on the floor. I properly should read it. Salute. Beg your pardon? Please don't know you, sir. Agent Mark 10:13. Yes, you hear Calvary Presbytery. I would like to offer a substitute for the recommendation that is different from and content, I believe, enough of the overture to justify a substitute rather than voting down the negative and then starting over again. The substitute I propose is this. If you turn to page 136 in your handbook, of this report, you can follow along. Debate on a main motion shall be limited to 10 minutes unless extended. When a main motion has been debated for 10 minutes, the moderator shall put the question to the assembly. Does the assembly desire to extend the time an additional 5 minutes? The simple majority will decide the question. If the majority decides not to extend the vote, the moderator shall call the question. And then you insert a sentence. If an amendment or substitution is on the floor, the question of extending time on the main motion shall be repeated after the vote on the amendment or substitution. And then you begin again. If time is extended, the question of extension shall be put again every succeeding 5 minutes until the motion is concluded. Each commission shall be limited to 3 minutes on the same motion unless the court by simple majority grants additional time. Sir, I need you this substitution.
Now, my understanding of the substitution is that you're going to make the General Assembly regular rules what we now, in effect, are operating under as extraordinary rules.
And if I got a second, I'd like to speak to it.
You have a second.
Gentlemen, when we came to the assembly and we changed the rules from 15 minutes to 20 minutes on debate, I wondered what was happening. And I had been up at the table seeing what has happened, and it hasn't been very pleasant. We have spent much time debating issues, many of which were important, but also much of which was not that important, but just very much time is taken. And now we're at the end of the assembly, a lot of business, very important items to come up. Commissioners are walking out. Tomorrow afternoon, there'll be even more gone. And assembly calls for a quorum, and you might not even have a quorum here, dealing with business of the assembly. We also get towards the end of the assembly, we suspend the rules to measure it like this anyway, so that the 20 minutes is used on what you might call my business, and we end up doing this anyway. So my motion is simply make the whole assembly work under this 10-minute rule. I ask you to vote unanimously for this, because it's going to take 375, and that's probably about how many bodies we have right now. Please vote unanimously. Let's make every assembly work under the operations we're working under right now, instead of getting to the end and working things through.
If you're ready to vote on the substitute, if you are ready to vote on the substitute, say aye. You want to talk to me, say no. If you favor the substitute motion as it has been presented, hold up your hand. Down. If you're opposed to the substitute, hold up your hand. I'm going to read it past you.
Mr. Moderator, I have a request from the Review and Control Committee to be excused for 10 minutes right now, if they could, to finish out an item of business. I'll move that request.
If this assembly just finished, oh, they move the request. If you would grant that Review and Control excuse, can you stay out?
They want to meet.
Close, no.
They'd like to meet it back at microphone 16. They'll be back in within 10 minutes.
Back at microphone 16.
Technically,
you just made my motion to name it. Yeah. Yeah. I was just getting ready to say that if this assembly gets any smaller than it is, I'm not going to accept any more unanimous votes as representing Tuesday. Now, that's a serving notice on you. So don't bring up anything that requires two-thirds if this group gets any smaller than it is right now. The main motion now is this one that we just made the main motion. If you favor it, say aye. Opposed, no. It is so ordered. Let's go to over 225.
Mr. Moderator, the committee recommends that we answer over 225 in the negative.
No, you can't speak on the table on that. Get on down there to 13 if you want to speak to that.
Could you please tell me which one of the motions, is that the one you're referring to the parliamentarian or the one you're referring to new business? I do not have the number 25.
Move that the assembly answer over 226 in the negative. Microphone 13.
Yes, you hear I'm speaking all the time.
Do you know what you're talking about there, Tom?
I think so.
All right.
This overture has somewhat the same lead for it as the one that said Mark had, referring to the introduction of new business. The motion that I have made, or the overture, differs in this way. That we cut off the introduction of new business by noon of the second day instead of going to the closing session of the second day. I would ask you to vote against the negative, and then you'll have the other two before. The reason I want to vote against the negative is a lot of times business comes up and somebody will say, well, I've got to say something about that, and give it as an overture or a resolution to the committee or to the city court. And I believe if we limit the time by a half a day, it will cut out a lot of this business that comes. Last assembly was the worst that we've had regarding this, but it could happen again. So please vote the negative down and allow me to offer my motion.
Do you let me understand. If your substitute passes, then the introduction of new business will be terminated as of noon.
Now, mine is not a substitute because it's the exact same thing, so I cannot offer it. He's got to go down the negative, and then I can make a motion.
All right, but your desire would be to terminate as of noon.
As of noon instead of the evening session. The
committee's recommendation to terminate as of night,
your
second day. All right. In terms of introduction of new business, if you favor the committee's recommendation to answer the overture in the negative, say aye. Opposed, no. I believe the mayors have it. They have it. You want to make your introduce the motion?
Yes, I move you say we answer the
overseer in the affirmative, and that will have the effect of cutting off new business on noon the second day of the assembly.
You've heard the motion, and it has been seconded. If you favor the motion, are you coming to speak? My turn, Ken.
Moderator, Luke Phillips and Nate Lanham, if we vote this amendment down, does that mean we can introduce new business until the close of the second day of business?
No.
Well, if we vote for it and makes it noon,
the president will agree that the new business, last time for new business, at the end of the second day.
Okay, then we need to vote this down and stick with our present rule.
You just finished not doing that. If you support the motion,
it's a class 2.
All right.
If you support that motion, raise your right hand.
Down.
If you oppose that motion, raise your right hand. That motion fails.
Let's go to number 6.
Number 6 is the overseer 27 to solve a respectatory, page 25 of the handbook. Your commission, legal commission is recommended to be answered by changing the word,
in the negative.
Recommendation 6 is answered in the negative.
I see no one speaking the microphone without objection. It is so ordered.
Overseer 29, you have a request to carry. The committee recommends the approval of the overseer with the changing of the words in the last line from shall be elected to shall be appointed by the chairman. That's the top of page 26 in your handbook. Who's going to be elected?
No, just to the chairman who?
Yes, the
members of the committee on those questions.
Yes. Shall be elected rather than appointed.
Recommendation calls for election. We ask it to be changed to appointment by the chairman rather than election by the committee.
Okay.
I see no one speaking the microphone without objection. That is adopted.
Recommendation 8 is overseer 30 to have it testified. We recommend its adoption with the following change in wording. The election of the chairman and secretary shall not take place until and then the rest of it is sustained.
We so move.
I see no one speaking the microphone without objection. It is adopted. Recommendation number 9 is overseer 28 to have it testified. We recommend its adoption with the change those attending to the General Assembly. Mr. Chairman.
Mark 15, is that
15?
Yes, sir.
I just want to move to reconsider after you're finished.
All right. Recommendation number 9, then is before us. I see, are you at Mark 15?
16.
Yes.
1 o'clock. Very close to
this particular overture was addressed to the Committee of Commissioners on Insurance and Annuity.
And the Administration.
Oh, wow.
Alright.
We're going to vote on Recommendation 9, which is over 628. If you favor the recommendation, say aye. Opposed, no. It is so ordered.
Recommendation number 10 is not in your report. It's the one that I read earlier to you. Passed on. We did act on it. There was in our minutes. We failed to get into the report. I feel I should read it again. It's from the report of the Committee of Commissioners and the CCA Foundation. Quote, that the 1979 budget be approved as submitted, and that the expenses of the $73,330 of the Presbyterian Church of America Foundation
be incorporated in the budget of the Committee on Administration, and that the Board of Trustees of the PCA Foundation be authorized to solicit funds for the committee. The Committee of Commissioners recommends the answering of this recommendation in the negative. You shall move. We've asked the ground sometimes in case someone's wondering why we did that. We felt like that the budget ought to be kept as is in its present status and not moved under the other budget of administration.
My name. I'm Walter Kenyon as an assistant secretary. I'm just speaking to the committee just the explanation. We just felt that the foundation, important as we believe it to be, would be well to have them in the budget, realizing that the foundation has its purpose to raise its own funds as much as possible. And this was just a little giving a little security to them in the sense that if they couldn't raise all those, that they would be a little bashing on the field saying what they're endeavoring to do. That is the reason.
All right. I see no objection. Without objection, this is adopted. This concludes your report.
Yes,
thank you, Mr. Moderator. It concludes my report.
Just going to move it to adoption as a whole.
I so move.
All right, now then, before we act on adopting it as a whole, that's point 15.
Mr. Moderator, B.I. Anderson, Mississippi Valley. I would like to move to reconsider the action that was taken in regard to recommendation number 8, sub-letter F or E, the Committee on the Mission to the United States.
Maybe you better get back up there. Page 134, Committee on Mission to the United States, proposed budget for 1979, $780,000.
You want to move reconsideration?
That's it.
Did you vote on the affirmative?
I did. I was one of the few.
Did he vote on the majority side that passed the second form of the motion?
Did you vote with the winning side on this motion?
I beg your pardon. I did not. I still found out that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry.
Are we ready? My friend, Clark?
Clark.
Mr. Moderator, I am interested in an item on page 132. I would ask the help of the moderator in forming and protecting the nation. Under item L at the top of the page, under the heading of a statement of issues discussed by the committee, number L begins with a VAP, which is the form of recommendations, yet it's not listed with the recommendations and was not voted on. And I'm interested in opposing that form or that item L as being a part of the record. Would the chair please inform me as to how to form a motion to that effect?
You could do it, if you don't mind an editor's opinion, by striking language that would read, so that the first line would read, the General Assembly's procedure of having the Committee of Commissioners and so on. You would strike the language that V and continue V, and it would be, I beg your pardon, that, and it would be the General Assembly's procedure of having the Committee of Commissioners and so on.
Would this then give the permanent record of I'm not having endorsed this procedure?
Jack, you're not leaving all y'all. I want you to take the chair. That would be what you want if the assembly wants to do it.
Thank you, Stephen. I would move that thing.
You're going to have to write it out. I'm not going to write it for you. The General Assembly's procedure of having the committee of commissioners. That was just one of the items discussed. You have heard the commissioner's intention. Is there a second? There is a second. Any discussion of that?
Yes, sir. Mr. Moderator, I would like to speak in favor of this amendment to delete that. I don't think you have to speak in favor of deleting that, but I wanted to express, as I promised my session, that I would.
You can promise the session anything you want to, but I think the Senate's ready to accept it without the discussion.
Thank you, sir, but I would like to keep my promise and keep it to 30 seconds or less.
30 seconds you have.
Thank you, sir. This has caused our individual congregation hardship. It has caused congregations in our presbytery hardship and the absence of the teaching elders from the pulpit. And although it does expedite the General Assembly and the smaller presbyteries in particular, it does form a handicap. Thank you.
If the General Assembly will accept the terms and language, will you say aye?
Aye.
Just a minute. Microphone 13.
I'm sorry, Mr. Moderator, I'm unclear. Does the motion adopt item L?
No.
Or approve item L? Because it we're talking about the changes in the
wording. It changes the language so as to avoid conveying the effect that this is an adopted motion. It changes the language to say that this is one of the items discussed. That's all.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
All in favor say aye. Opposed, no.
You didn't have to discuss it, Father.
Are we ready for adoption of the report as a whole? As amended. Nine. W. Todd, Assumption Presbytery. On page 131 in the statement of issues discussed by the committee, item F refers to the contingency fund of the MES committee, which amounts to some $200,000. I would like clarification or some explanation of why the committee discussed this matter. And furthermore, if the total budget of $790,000 is received by the MUS, what are they going to do with the $200,000, generally speaking? I would like to have clarification on that.
I don't think anyone is listening to your question. The committee discussed the contingency plan of the Mission of the United States, you know, for what purpose? The items it discussed, I'm sorry, I had just been going around. There were a number of members of the committee who wondered, well, is it money that is to be spent only if it comes in? And the basic budget is really what they're asking for. Then why have it in there to begin with? But then the final consensus of the opinion of the committee was they know more about what they're doing on that than we do, give them the benefit of the doubt, and don't have any more compounding problems to the many they've already had.
Does that answer your question, sir?
You want to try?
Mark 16.
So Clark, we've wanted for some time to explain that, and maybe this is the time I could just take a minute. I won't take more than that, I think. We budgeted this year for a 10% increase for 1978, 10% for 1979, over what we actually received last year. That's a 20% increase. And that only brings us to the $510,000. Then, because of some of the debate that you have heard here already today, evidencing our lack of faith and our limit, we cannot spend more than that if the Lord should open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. We put the $200,000 in there as a contingency fund so that if your church is really respond, we'll put all those missionaries out in the field. And we don't want to limit God. We don't want to limit the church, and we want to have faith for the future, but we think we ought to realistically budget, and that realistic budget is a 500 and some thousand. Does that answer your question? Mark 9.
Is there a motion on the floor?
No, sir.
May I ask the question containing a former action?
Fair enough.
What was your action of the assembly on the last recommendation 10, I believe? No.
The last recommendation 10?
No. It was a 30.
the negative vote was approved, the recommendation came down. The option that we took on the foundation's budget.
Yes.
Could I have the clerk read the option that we took, please?
Both are basically, we adopted the following, that the 1979 budget be approved as submitted, and that the expenses were $73,350 of the Presbyterian Church and Miracle Foundation be incorporated in the budget by the Committee on Administration, and that the Board of Trustees of the Presbyterian Church and Miracle Foundation be authorized to solicit funds for the committee.
And we approved that.
Yes.
Yes, just maybe I have it. May I have a thing to speak to this money?
You better.
All right. I'd like to explain to the assembly. I know you're at a disadvantage because you don't have this lot of incentive, but there's a key part to the recommendation. We were moving on the assumption, and I just found out it was a wrong assumption, that the foundation had already been given permission to solicit funds from the assembly. That was wrong. They had been given permission to solicit funds from the permanent committee. And it was upon that basis that our committee, with our limited understanding of it, voted in the negative. And in fact, that part wasn't even properly considered. The main point upon which we brought in our negative recommendation was putting it under the Committee of Administration budget rather than being a separate budget. It has to do with had someone to better clarify, I'm sure, thinking back on the committee, we would not have brought in that recommendation at all. Personally, I would like to see it change that. Because this has got their hands, and they won't be
You want to reconsider that?
Yes, sir. I need to reconsider it, that's proper.
Did you vote for it?
I didn't either.
You didn't even vote. Well, if you made the motion not to talk to the vote for it, you can leave for reconsideration if you want to.
Thank you. I think
we move for reconsideration of this item. We're talking about the foundation. We're going to reconsider the last item adopted in the whole matter. If you move to reconsider. If you wish to reconsider, will you say aye? Opposed, no. We are going to reconsider. Now, what is it currently set on 9?
That the 1979 budget be approved is submitted and that the expenses of $73,330 with the Presbyterian Church and America Foundation be incorporated in the budget of the Committee on Administration. And that the Board of Trustees of the Presbyterian Church and America Foundation be authorized to solicit funds for the committee. Now that was the original option. We need to, that's what we want to do, to approve this.
You want to approve that?
Yeah.
Well, move.
Move to reconsider.
Sir?
No, the one, that's not the one that he was reading. Yeah, that was the same motion that we're asking for an affirmative vote on.
Get up that job and explain
the
thing.
This motion is that we are reconsidering and advancing in the negative. What you need to do is to put the vote on the motion of the committee to answer in the negative, let the floor vote down, then you can make that motion and vote it in the affirmative.
Alright, they want that motion voted down that we took earlier. The earlier vote was to answer in the negative. Alright, we are reconsidering that negative answer. Correct? Yes.
Just a matter of when you vote to reconsider, it suspends the previous action. So you'd have to take a first action on it either way.
All right, let's move it. We've heard it three times. Tell the body.
Right.
Committee of Commissioners brought in a negative recommendation, and this is what we are reconsidering. All right, now you have read the recommendation. You are moving its adoption.
I'm moving its adoption.
Well, what you have to do is to leave it in the negative when we've got to say no.
That's right.
We're reconsidering. I'll make the motion in the negative. All right, he's made the motion in the negative, and we've got to vote him down. If you want a bit. What do you want? 10. That's the moderator. I'm confused, obviously. Everybody else.
I love it.
What do you want, Tom?
I'm confused, Mr. Moderator.
What do you want to do with this $3,000? Where do you want to get it?
It finally got through my head. First of all, I'm going to explain what we got before, so then you can ask the question about the money.
The committee is about to recommend that this proposal be answered in the negative. And for reasons that's best understood to a few heroes up here, that's a mistake. So the assembly is being asked to vote down the committee's recommendation. Now, do you want to give a reason why you want that voted down, Pat, and we'll listen to you?
Now, the reason we want to vote it down is so that we can give the foundation permission to raise their budget.
Does that explain it, Mr. Peter? If we don't vote it down, the foundation will not have any way to raise its budget. Tim.
I'm 2 weeks from Mid-Atlantic. When the foundation was organized, it is my understanding it wasn't going to cost anything. It's going to tear us down there and raise a lot of money. I don't understand why they have a big budget for it to be added to the administration budget at this time.
Did you have an answer to that?
It's just to be added under the administration budget, Mr. Bill. Bill, it's not going to cost you a penny. It's not going to cost the assembly a penny. It's going to be raised outside of the assembly. It's not going to be out of any money that's given to the assembly. It's going to be raised, the funds are going to be solicited. That's the whole point. You're not going to ask the assembly for any money. You're only asking the assembly for the size of the raise the money. I say it.
Do you understand? All right. If you favor the commission's recommendation, if you to answer this request in the negative, say aye. Opposed, no. All right, now, will you move the paragraph that you've read three times? Just move it.
I move the paragraph I've read three times.
All in favor, say aye. Opposed, no. It is done. Are we ready to start adopting the report as a whole, as amended? Microphone 11.
I was standing at the time that before you took the vote and you called to recognize me, and I wanted to point out an inconsistency in the motion that offered to raise money for the committee, and by placing the budget under the committee of administration, that would make it raising money for the committee on administration. And I think we're going to make the language raise money for the foundation.
You want to speak to that, Mr. Moore?
You'd be glad to have you.
Not really. No.
One more, general good because of that. My understanding, privately with Mr. Holland, that he's going to play his game and I'm going to play my game, and we're not going to mix. His treasurer is in Montgomery, all his bookkeeping is in Montgomery, and mine is in Columbus. I don't believe there's going to be any intermingling of funds between the foundation and the committee on administration.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Rose, you've been a standing for a long time. What do you want?
I have a point of order, sir.
Talk to Bill Rose and all your folks, sir.
When it came to the point of discussion about the chaplains, Mr.
nonpartisan way that we hold this until we hear from the Interchurch Relations Committee, and we can approve this thing as a whole until that is adjudicated.
Thank you, sir. So we shall be through with your report today.
Mr. Moderator, the hour has arrived, I believe, hasn't it?
Excuse me.
Mr. Moderator, I've reviewed the minutes. Mission to the World was we voted to adopt the report as a whole. Christian Education was voted to adopt that report as a whole. Mission to the United States had something referred back to them, and I think perhaps, I believe that the chairman is here, we have to move on to that and see if we can finish that report as a whole.
The moderator is going to ask the delegates as a personal request. I want to bring up the Editorial Committee on Constitutional Documents for two reasons. Number one, because I think it can be done in the time remaining. And number two, because I want somebody else to take the chair, and it's my committee. Is there any objection to bringing up the Editorial Committee on Constitutional Documents at this time? I'm sorry, 11 had it first.
Mr. Moderator, thank God for hours to make the constitutional document report.
No, sir, I mean editorial.
I understand, but part of our report was to get you to make your report, and if you're dealing with 2 minutes of your time, they could do them both at the same time.
I just want to get out of the chair. If you take the 2 minutes,
yes, sir.
Then we'll call up these two committees. No, sir, there's no order of the day. Nominating committee was supposed to have come up hours ago. You're correct. I asked the assembly for the personal indulgence. If the assembly does not wish to grant it, that's the assembly's prerogative. We ask the call for the order of the day, and that's what it will be. The nominating committee will come.
Mr. Moderator, you have two orders. Mr. Lewis has given an order of the day 2 or 3 days ago, and we've been suspended from that ever since. Nominating committee is just on the docket as an order of the day. It seems to me you could go to either one of those.
We're going to the Mission of the United States. Mr. Chairman, welcome you to the microphone.
Moderator, fathers and brethren, Overture 23 concerning the reconstitution of Carolina Presbytery was referred back to this committee of commissioners, and the commissioners found and recommend that the earlier recommendation stand as it is, that the assembly answer in the affirmative, and if you wish, I'll give a word or two of explanation about this.
Hey, listen.
We listened to 24 men from Carolina Presbytery, 10 from Central Presbytery, from the new contemplated Central Carolina Presbytery, and 14 from Eastern North Carolina Presbytery. We listened for at least an hour and a half. And our former vote was 10-3, but after listening to these 24 men, we were more convinced than ever that the Overture should stand as it is, that the two parts of Carolina Presbytery should be separated according to the request of the Carolina Presbytery staff. And so we voted. The committee of commissioners 11-0 to do so. I'm so moved. What is your recommendation, sir? That we answer in the affirmative.
Overture 23.
That's the one with the map.
That's right.
And the request is to divide the purgatory.
And the two purgatory.
Yes. Answering the affirmative, you would divide the purgatory as requested by the Overture.
That's the question.
All right. You so moved. Motion of the committee. Would you like to discuss it?
No.
Any discussion?
Number 10.
Mr. Moderator, fathers and brethren, I'd just like to ask a question, my query from Tennessee Valley. It was mentioned several times distance between churches. I would just like to know the distance in time and approximate miles from the previous churches. The map does not have a scale, and so I cannot figure it out.
We do not have that information. There's someone from Carolina Presbytery wish to speak to that. There's someone at microphone 12.
Number 12?
Yes.
Moderator, I don't know the exact miles, but I can tell you an approximation. 260 or 265 from the Charlotte area to Sacramento. And when you get to Sacramento, you can take three more steps, you'll be in the ocean. Almost. But it's about 260 or 265 miles. All right? And that would amount to about 5 or 6 hours driving, depending on how fast you drive. Number, Mike 7?
I do not wish to speak to this.
All right.
Any other discussion? That was a question. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Next item. I would move that the assembly recommend the inclusion in the minutes that were read this morning the following item. This is number 5 on page 808. I was informed that when the minutes were read this morning, this section, which is a very necessary part of our report, was omitted.
Mr. Moderator, I in looking at that with the commissioner, had looked at the wrong part of number 5. I have it marked that we did adopt your recommendation. I do not think we need to go back on that, sir. It's already marked.
Then the committee, then we recommend that the report be accepted as a whole. Move that the report be accepted as a whole. Mike 7.
Mr. Moderator, Vaughn Hathaway, Grace Presbytery, I would like to move an amendment to the report as a whole. We have it written to the General Assembly answer to overture number 35 on page 814 by the addition of the word, just the addition of the word, and that the General Assembly direct Grace Presbytery and Pacific Presbytery to meet to conduct business arising from this action.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Moved and second, would you bring it up? It's in order, sir. You'd like to discuss it. Just a quick moment, sir.
All right.
The action of this General Assembly makes the prior action of Grace Presbytery to be illegal according to Chapter 14.2.
Well, here's what the General Assembly ordered the Presbytery to meet to comply with the previous action so that we can resolve this matter.
All right. Any other discussion on the amendment?
If not, I would assume that Jay Presbytery would have to meet first. We may need to set a sequence on those meetings. Or is that necessary?
Do you want us to designate a time to get out on the meet?
Mr. Moderator, if the motion passes, I can call the after.
All right.
Assembly to set a time.
Is there any objection?
Not to order.
If that's to the report, is you want to make back to the adoption of the report as a whole as amended. Is there any objection?
Then lots of amendments if you've been here.
This is a report of the Committee on Commissioners, the report of the Committee on Commissioners, listen to the word, listen to yes, as the whole report now, as it's been amended throughout the course of it, with all the amendments as a whole. Yes, number 5.
Does this conclude the business of the mission to the U.S.?
Yes, sir.
Before it's concluded, I have a motion to make.
What?
Concerning the mission to the U.S.
We'll listen.
Sir, I move that the assembly in
number 5, just a minute, I can hear. Can you hear him back? Is 5 on?
No, 5, please.
All right, Don, start.
Don Estes from Pacific Coast Care. I move that the assembly instruct the mission to the United States Committee to remove from the committee which is searching for a coordinator, the Reverend Terry Geiger, so that he can be immediately considered for this position. And I'd like to speak to that if I may.
Let me
Let me see your motion, man. I think that's in order. You second? All right, yeah. Mr. Moderator, we heard this evening that this committee has been without a coordinator for some time. That they're greatly in need of one. And there is a man that is exceptionally suitable for it. He's proven this in his work. He has said himself tonight, at some period of the meeting, that he has a heart for planning churches. And I think that he's in a position where he can't be chosen because he's chairman of the committee searching for someone for coordinator. I believe we have a man close at hand that is excellent for this job, and I'd like to see, as the moderator that was elected for this assembly says, that the assembly give a mandate for this committee to immediately consider him for this position.
Number 10. Jimmy Young from Central Florida. Brethren, I would like to ask you to defeat this motion. There's nobody in the world that would rather have Terry Geiger as the coordinator of that committee than myself. However, I have tried my dead-level best to convince him, to woo him, to defeat him, to cajole him, to threaten him. But he has explained to me his reason.